because we're going to get, you know, we really have three, and if you throw Keegan in there, we have four defensemen. If you throw Todd in there, we got five that have some college experience. So we really want those guys to be able to carry the load and be able to use them for teaching purposes with the other guys. That's important to me. I did that last year and last couple of years with Neville and Sturles and those guys, and we spent a lot of time with them and we'd use them. And in the video I've shown guys this year already is a lot of it is those guys, you know, because they were so tactically detail oriented in what we did. And anybody you put with them, I mean, Jake Jackson was a good player, but he didn't really excel until we got him with Neville and Sturles. Mm-hmm. And the year before, you know, you could call it a fourth line or whatever, but Neville and Sturles, all of a sudden you threw Valley in there, and they were our best line, arguably our best line down in the last third of the year. So, you know, who else looks really good right now is Dylan Stamen. It's nice to have him back on the ice and ready to go.
He was my next question.
Oh, he looks fantastic. He's smart, cerebral, intelligent, strong. He can log a lot of minutes. His recovery's good. You know, he can go, and then you can go back right back with him. So he's going to be valuable in the power play and the penalty kill. I think a guy like Luch seems to, you know, until he really gets that size and mass on him, he still tires a little bit, like on a Saturday night second half of the game and things like that. Now, he did last year. This year he's stronger and things, and will, but Stamen is, I mean, he looks great. He looks like he can play, you know, 30 minutes a night.
When I talk during the summer months here, when I talk to people about Michigan Tech hockey, Stamen's name comes up every time. Brent Baltus's name comes up, besides the goaltending. Those two names always come up. And what about Brent Baltus? You know, obviously we're so happy to have him back. We've talked so much about him and his leadership role. How does he look out there?
Yeah, he looks good. He looks good. I like our veteran forwards. They're playing extremely well. I think if there's an area that we need to, you know, that right now, you know, you're looking at our freshman forwards, there's you know, you see a little bit from everybody, but there's not a freshman where you're saying, whoa, he's a, you know, freshman forward right now. It's kind of a blend right now up front with the freshman forwards, until we get some separation and some understanding, and part of that's probably because of the defensive orientated stuff that we've been doing, that they're, you know, we haven't really watched them giddy up a little bit and get up ice.
Grayson's a big guy, right?
Good skill, and he skates well, and he's a smart kid. He's
6'3".
He's been a pleasant surprise up there, because I never saw him play. Mm-hmm. I never saw Grayson Reitmeier play except for a little bit on video. I think that Gary went out. I think he saw him play a portion of a game, but we never, he went sight unseen, because Mike Regan, the coach at Flin Flon,
right,
is Mel has ties to Flin Flon, and I knew Mike Regan and Smitty, Alex Smith, worked out so well for us. We just went based a sight unseen thing, and Mel took him on that. So he's been a good surprise for us.
We talked a lot about Jake Jackson and how his development late in the season, when you put him with the right guys, and it still always amazes me watching this team all these years, how somebody can really be almost invisible with two other guys, and yet you put one other guy different with him, and it completely changes the chemistry.
Well, I think in this regards, and I referenced it earlier, when you had Neville and Sturles, those guys were, first of all, elite penalty killers, which tells you they have great brains and a high compete level where they're getting loose pucks. And I mean, when you're penalty killing, it's 4 against 5. You know, you have to do yeoman's work out there to get things accomplished. So anybody we put with those two, they not only made them better, but they taught them. And I had a talk with Jacko earlier this fall, and was talking to him. I said, you know, I really hope that you learned enough, and we still have Nevs around, which will help, but I really hope that you learned from them so that you can teach the next guys. That's an important part of my philosophy, is that, you know, I don't want robots. Mm-hmm. I don't want to overcoach. I want to give concepts, philosophies, and then you break it down a bit. And really the system part of it is defensive. You know what I mean? The offensive part, you want guys to be creative and have the ability to do some things within a safe context at times, but you want them to be able to think and identify and be able to even come back and say, Coach, you know, Belichick has a great story about Lawrence Taylor where he'd come in and he'd say, hey, you know, we watch film. They aren't doing what you showed us on film. They're doing this and this and this, and you'd go back and watch film. Yeah, you're right. They're doing that and that. You want guys to be able to do that. When you have that, and we had that, and you always want to get to a point where you have a line that you can use as reference in video for other lines, in a good way, in a positive way, not in a negative way, so that you're saying don't do this, but you want to be able to show them this is the way it's done, fellas. Do it this way.
We're talking to head coach Joe Schott on the Michigan Tech hockey team. They open up their season at Wisconsin in Madison on the 1st of October. That is a Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern time start, 2:30 pregame. If you're not going to be there, we'll have that broadcast for you here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We're going to take a break, but let's get one question in here first for Coach Sean. And if you have a question, feel free to get it in at dj@themix93.com. Chris Brooks, Dallas Stewart, the two new assistant coaches for Michigan Tech. Here's your question, Coach. Are the assistant coaches assigned to recruit certain leagues like the BCHL or the USHL?
No, but we're going to get we'll get Dallas initially at the USHL showcase or the showcase that they have in some preseason games, so because he's familiar with the coaches and he's familiar with the player pool and the things. Brooksy has been recruiting differently at the Division III level the last couple of years, so he's going to head out to initially to do the North American League and the Elite League and things like that. And then our first goal is we're still cleaning our roster. Mm-hmm. Our first goal is to go out and evaluate the guys that we have committed right now. Many of them I didn't recruit, so we want to make sure that we like them with the way that we play. We've been having a lot of meetings as a staff to share philosophies, to make adjustments, to do different things, and we want to make sure we have guys that play the way that we want them to play. So that's important. And then after we get that initial push, then we'll do some overlap on new guys to find out guys that we like and to get another look at them.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. More questions coming your way. And again, if you have a question for Coach Sean, email it to me right now, dj@themix93.com.
Here's a question for you. What does lemonade make you think of? Sunny days outside? Lazy afternoons on the porch? The bright taste of refreshing lemony sweetness? Well, nice as that is, it's time to turn up the volume on lemonade. Because now there's lemonade from Mountain Dew. That's right, say hello to Mountain Dew Spiked Lemonade. It's fizzy, it's outrageous. It's a non-alcoholic lemonade-flavored Mountain Dew the way only Dew can do it, with the bold flavor you expect from Dew. New Mountain Dew Spiked Lemonade is made with the juice of real lemons, then spiked with a thirst-quenching splash of prickly pear cactus juice. Hey, old-fashioned lemonade is for people who like old-fashioned things. Mountain Dew Spiked Lemonade is not. So the next time you feel like having some lemonade, grab something outrageously bold. New Mountain Dew Spiked Lemonade. It comes in two awesome flavors, lemonade and raspberry lemonade. They'll blow you away with all the intense lemony dew flavor you can handle. New Mountain Dew Spiked Lemonade. It's how Dew does lemonade.
Tom for Bruno's with a huge announcement. Buick Encores are a whopping 17% off in September. All-wheel drive and over 30 miles per gallon with a 6-year warranty starting at only $21,995. All at Bruno's Motors in Hancock since 1967.
Donor relations is not just about raising money. It is about developing and growing relationships. At the Portage Health Foundation, we are driven to develop relationships with our contributors, to truly understand what their passion is and what they want to accomplish. Their time, talents, and treasures are valuable to our community. Together at the table, we can make a positive change in the community. You make the difference. Together, we make it possible. To learn more, visit phfgive.org.
Grow your own food plots during the cooler weather with clover mixes and winter rye from Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Plus, there's trophy rocks, mineral blocks, and 100-pound bags of corn for only $11.95 each. Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, here in town, where no pet leaves without a treat.
Beauty's biggest event is here, when my favorite brands are half off at Ulta Beauty. I'm checking out the beauty steals and marking my calendar. I see blushes, brighteners and brushes, primers, powders and pencils, cleansers and lip collections.
At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands like Urban Decay, Tarte and more. Hurry in to seize the beauty steals before the event ends September 23rd. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all in one place.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Join us every Wednesday.